بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد preferable ether for men سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that a person came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم requesting to pledge allegiance. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم noticed yellow stains on his clothing and refused to accept his pledge, saying, "The men's perfume are those in which the fragrance is dominant and the color is imperceptible. The woman's perfume are those in which are dominant the color and the fragrance is not felt." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The best perfume for men are those in which the fragrance is dominant and the color is imperceivable. The woman's perfume are those in which the color is dominant and the fragrance is imperceivable." Note, men should not apply perfumes or ether that will leave colorful stains on their clothing, etc., nor should women apply perfumes that emit strong fragrance. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahumullah has written that men should use perfumes such as rose, musk, umber, etc. Women, on the other hand, should use saffron, sandalwood, etc. Women are prohibited from applying perfume when venturing outdoors. Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A woman who passes by a group of men after applying perfume is like a prostitute." Note, since such a woman invites strange men to unlawfully derive pleasure from her, she is justifiably branded as such. It is perfectly permissible for a woman to apply perfume within the confines of her home. Men should not use saffron. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade men from applying saffron as perfume. Note, Mulla Ali Qari rahimahumullah has written that men should not apply saffron to their clothes or bodies. Men are prohibited from applying perfumes or ether that leaves traces of color. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.